This is the NOCM ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Do you have any hobbies? 2. Where is the library? 3. When did you go to the dentist? 4. How much is the train ticket? 5. Would you like tea or coffee? 6. Can I come in? 7. Where did you go last summer? 8. Who is that? 9. Why are you late? 10. How often do you go to the park?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Do you have any hobbies? 2. Where is the library? 3. When did you go to the dentist? 4. How much is the train ticket? 5. Would you like tea or coffee? 6. Can I come in? 7. Where did you go last summer? 8. Who is that? 9. Why are you late? 10. How often do you go to the park?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Sarah.
Well, I finally got around to seeing that new film at the cinema last week. We planned to go for the first showing at 10 a.m. But the bus didn't arrive until 9:45. We watched the showing at 10:45 a.m. in the end.
What did you think of the film?
Well, it was quite exciting. It was about a group of friends who found a treasure map while on a desert island. It kept me interested from start to finish. But there were moments where I knew what was going to happen next.
Some films feel like you could write them yourself. But did you still enjoy it?
I suppose so. The characters were all interesting and realistic, which made up for it.
That's good to hear. Did you have a favourite character?
Yes, I did. The lead actor was amazing. She was funny and really brave. The film was quite long, though. It was about 2.5 hours, plus another 15 minutes for the break. The film adverts before the film went on for ages. I didn't like that. It took 45 minutes for them to finish. There were some special effects that didn't look real, especially during the action scenes. Overall, though, it was a really entertaining adventure and fun to watch.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Sarah.
Well, I finally got around to seeing that new film at the cinema last week. We planned to go for the first showing at 10 a.m. But the bus didn't arrive until 9:45. We watched the showing at 10:45 a.m. in the end.
What did you think of the film?
Well, it was quite exciting. It was about a group of friends who found a treasure map while on a desert island. It kept me interested from start to finish. But there were moments where I knew what was going to happen next.
Some films feel like you could write them yourself. But did you still enjoy it?
I suppose so. The characters were all interesting and realistic, which made up for it.
That's good to hear. Did you have a favourite character?
Yes, I did. The lead actor was amazing. She was funny and really brave. The film was quite long, though. It was about 2.5 hours, plus another 15 minutes for the break. The film adverts before the film went on for ages. I didn't like that. It took 45 minutes for them to finish. There were some special effects that didn't look real, especially during the action scenes. Overall, though, it was a really entertaining adventure and fun to watch.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning to our new college students. We are excited to introduce you to our new cafe. You will find it opposite the library, next to the main hall. It offers a variety of food options at very reasonable prices.
Could you tell us what the opening and closing times are?
Yes. It is to be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through to Friday. However, hot food will only be served during lunch times, between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
That sounds great. Will there be any discounts for students?
Of course. We'll have special discounts and meal deals for students to make eating at the cafe more affordable. But you will have to show your student ID card to get the discounts.
Is there a menu available so we can see the options beforehand?
Yes, indeed. We have a menu displayed in the cafe so students can see all the available options, and it will also be on the college website.
Are there lots of tables and chairs?
Yes. It is a very comfortable space with plenty of seating available.
Is there a quiet area where we can study while we eat?
Yes, because eating in the library is not allowed. We have a quiet work area in the cafe where you can study or do homework.
Thank you, Principal. I'm looking forward to trying out the new cafe.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning to our new college students. We are excited to introduce you to our new cafe. You will find it opposite the library, next to the main hall. It offers a variety of food options at very reasonable prices.
Could you tell us what the opening and closing times are?
Yes. It is to be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through to Friday. However, hot food will only be served during lunch times, between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
That sounds great. Will there be any discounts for students?
Of course. We'll have special discounts and meal deals for students to make eating at the cafe more affordable. But you will have to show your student ID card to get the discounts.
Is there a menu available so we can see the options beforehand?
Yes, indeed. We have a menu displayed in the cafe so students can see all the available options, and it will also be on the college website.
Are there lots of tables and chairs?
Yes. It is a very comfortable space with plenty of seating available.
Is there a quiet area where we can study while we eat?
Yes, because eating in the library is not allowed. We have a quiet work area in the cafe where you can study or do homework.
Thank you, Principal. I'm looking forward to trying out the new cafe.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Have you thought about what happens to your old clothes when you throw them away? Every day, millions of items of clothing get sent to India from the UK, America, and Australia. Many of these clothes are sold on second-hand markets by local people. They need a license to do this. The clothes that people can't sell get turned into things like mattresses and cleaning cloths by large companies. One area in India, called Panipat, uses the old clothes to make a special fabric. All kinds of clothes are collected. After they are collected, they are sorted into large piles of different colours. These are then sent to the 300 factories where this special fabric is made. The clothes are put into a machine which cuts them into small pieces. These small pieces are then put in a larger machine which mixes them together to make thread. The thread is then made into fabric called shoddy fabric. This is used to make blankets, which are then sold to countries in Africa and are used in emergencies like earthquakes and floods.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Have you thought about what happens to your old clothes when you throw them away? Every day, millions of items of clothing get sent to India from the UK, America, and Australia. Many of these clothes are sold on second-hand markets by local people. They need a license to do this. The clothes that people can't sell get turned into things like mattresses and cleaning cloths by large companies. One area in India, called Panipat, uses the old clothes to make a special fabric. All kinds of clothes are collected. After they are collected, they are sorted into large piles of different colours. These are then sent to the 300 factories where this special fabric is made. The clothes are put into a machine which cuts them into small pieces. These small pieces are then put in a larger machine, which mixes them together to make thread. The thread is then made into fabric called shoddy fabric. This is used to make blankets, which are then sold to countries in Africa and are used in emergencies like earthquakes and floods.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You'll hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Exciting news, everyone! A new community centre is opening right here in our neighbourhood, and we want you to join us for the grand opening celebration next Monday. Our modern building offers a wide range of facilities and activities for people of all ages. Our community centre has a spacious hall perfect for hosting birthday parties, weddings, community meetings and more. Simply visit our website, choose your preferred date and time and reserve the hall for your event. You can pay in advance or on the day. We also have our weekly soup kitchen every Thursday, open to all members of the community. You don't have to pay for anything. Just come and join us for a warm meal and a friendly chat. We also have an exciting children's club happening every weekend, from arts and crafts to sports and games. There's something for every child to enjoy. At just £5 per session, it's an affordable way to keep your little ones entertained. Children need to be registered first, as places are limited. We are currently looking for volunteers for the club, so if you are interested, come and see Sam at reception for more details.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Exciting news, everyone! A new community centre is opening right here in our neighbourhood, and we want you to join us for the grand opening celebration next Monday. Our modern building offers a wide range of facilities and activities for people of all ages. Our community centre has a spacious hall perfect for hosting birthday parties, weddings, community meetings and more. Simply visit our website, choose your preferred date and time, and reserve the hall for your event. You can pay in advance or on the day. We also have our weekly soup kitchen every Thursday, open to all members of the community. You don't have to pay for anything. Just come and join us for a warm meal and a friendly chat. We also have an exciting children's club happening every weekend, from arts and crafts to sports and games. There's something for every child to enjoy. At just £5 per session, it's an affordable way to keep your little ones entertained. Children need to be registered first, as places are limited. We are currently looking for volunteers for the club, so if you are interested, come and see Sam at reception for more details.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.